crossfades. The Daily Talk Show.
A conversation sometimes worth recording. With Josh Jensen and Tommy Jacket.
It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 254.
We are in the car.
In the car in Baldwin North.
Holy shit, it's 44 degrees outside. So one of the reasons we're in the car is because it's too hot in the office.
Yeah.
And we've been on the road. But there's not many other places other than if we went into some cafe and said, can we do it here? Or we did it at Macca's. Or we had an aircon, but this is a nice environment.
Well, we decided to drop Mr. 97 at home because it was a bit of a working bee today.
Yeah, we cleaned the office. I love it because you get annoyed at my pest-like nature at times.
Well, we had I'll go through the pest-like nature today. Can I smell that?
Yeah, thank you.
So the looks. That smells so good. So we'll explain that in a second. Yeah. But no, we were having
pull your pants back up.
We're having lunch. We're having lunch at Jimmy Grant's, which for our international listeners is like a Greek restaurant.
Yeah, it's
takeaway restaurant.
It's a franchised Greek chain.
Yeah.
Which is...
I don't know if it's a franchise.
Oh, no, so not franchise. But there's multiple stores owned by one bloke, which is... It's not your traditional old style, but it is it's really top quality Greek food. It's Fat Fridays.
Yeah, and it's owned by a guy named George Columbaris, who is like... he's big on MasterChef here in Australia.
That's overseas. They've got American, USA.
I think MasterChef Australia is actually really big overseas.
Really?
I think it's got cut through. But anyway, for the working bee, we decided we would have a big media company lunch as well as being Fat Fridays. Yeah. But it was more of a lean, fit Fridays.
Yeah.
Because we tried to be semi-healthy. But there was a few issues based on your scabbiness.
Well...
First thing, we've gotten all of our food and drink, or we got our drink, sorry.
Yes.
The Pepsi Max. And you suddenly was asking the guy, hey, can I have a glass with ice, please?
Yeah, we're at a restaurant.
But it wasn't it's not table service.
Well...
Is it table service?
Well, they've got all the water out there. You can grab jugs of water and take them over to your table. Yeah. But it's a restaurant. You can get beers. You can, you know, order your sides.
It just seemed like it was a little much, but it was okay.
I wouldn't do that if it wasn't like there was a bar section and I could see there's an ice machine. So you can ask for a drink with ice. They serve give you a glass with your drink. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I was like, this is not cold enough.
And then you... We got our meal. Yeah. I just feel like there was a few, like even just ones that I can't put my finger on that you just do. Like even he said that, pork, we don't have pork at the moment. I just feel like you've got comments for everything.
No, that's good. Well, no.
Because we want lamb. It wasn't lamb because we want lamb.
Exactly.
Which I just feel like that guy doesn't care. Anyway, so there was that. But then... the meal came out and you and I were sharing Feed Like a Greek?
Eat Like a Greek.
Eat Like a Greek. That makes more sense. And it has a salad, a side salad, and I said get the slaw. We got the slaw. It's great because it's got a lot of like dill, I think. Is that what it is?
Lovely.
I love dill.
But it wasn't what I thought a slaw was.
Well, it's just like a healthy slaw. It's not like covered in mayo.
Yeah.
It's a very sort of light, almost sort of citrusy dressing maybe.
In my words, dry as fuck.
Yeah, well, so all of a sudden, I don't think you even told me first. Maybe you said, it's a little bit dry.
No, he was just walking past. No, I never mentioned it was dry. I was just eating and I was like, I wonder if I could get some tzatziki.
He said, you did say it was dry because you said, the salad's dry. Can I have some tzatziki for it? And he goes, we could give you some dressing, some more dressing. Mm. You're like, no, just some tzatziki.
Mm.
Thank you.
It's a restaurant, bro. What do you think? Tzatziki
costs money.
Well, they'd given me a dry salad with no dressing and a little sprinkle. This is the thing. What? If you get a shitty burger from Macca's, you can take it back. Just because it's fast food doesn't mean that you can't. Like, it's a restaurant.
Tzatziki wasn't in the salad, though. So you're just asking for an additional...
Okay. But they put me out with a subpar salad.
And so you thought that, and it worked.
And it was cool.
And so I get all, the funny thing is that every single time you do one of these.
You benefit from it, yeah, for one.
Leachy, scabby sort of things. I always end up benefiting, so, which I'm not happy about, but I think like
it's just your view on it. So it's not going to say, you have made me a shitty salad, so you know, he take it back. I want a brand new salad. I want the grain salad. I want the one
because
that's
I liked the salad, though.
It's fine. It was fine. I never said take it back, and I was never saying put some of this on yours. Okay. All I was saying was, could I have some tzatziki so my salad
can I have an extra ingredient?
Is it dry like some fucking tan bark from a kid's playground?
Okay, so anyway,
that's all I wanted. And yeah, then you ate the tzatziki. It was lovely tzatziki. To be honest, tzatziki in that, that's a winner.
And George, the eggplant listening dip was yummy as well.
Eggplant, yeah, that was okay.
Anyway, so we're at Mr. 97's house. We're dropping him off.
Yeah.
And he said, first of all, he said, did Mr. 97, did you invite us in? Yeah, he did. He said, do you guys want to do the podcast inside? Mm. Or did you ask,
TJ? I can't remember. But what he did say was, would you guys like some water?
And then he said, have you got any snacks?
Yeah, I see. Any treats? It's Fat Friday.
And so Mr. 97's come back.
And actually, fuck it. You're not eating what he's brought out because you have so much pushback. I see, you got any snacks? Were you offended by that, Mr. 97?
No, it's fair. It's fine.
It's fair, yeah. Gave him a lift home, bought him lunch, and now we're about to eat his treats.
Right,
who made these?
My little bro.
Okay, and okay, so there's a dark chocolate peanut butter. Can you actually give us the ingredients, yeah, like the rundown?
Yeah, so it's dark chocolate, two pieces of dark chocolate with peanut butter, like sort of squished in the middle, and there's a bit of coconut oil in there as well.
Where's the dark chocolate? Like, what sort of dark chocolate is it?
Oh, it's 85% dark chocolate, just one from
Coles. Jeez. Oh. All right, so my pestiness or my scabbiness has paid off because Josh is—he's looking happy. He's got.
They are.
They good?
It's like a fat bomb.
Oh wow!
Which I used to have on keto. You know, I was talking about the other day. Wait, so Mr. 97. Some people would hate the sound of this, of eating, but I love listening to people eat while they talk.
That's the weirdest thing you've ever said. Other than
that
time,
the Daily Talk Show. We're about to talk about who's getting the squeegees. But send us an email, hi@thedailytalkshow.com. Do you like the sound of people eating?
That's weird, ma'am.
Really?
It's really weird.
When they talk, there's something really like this right now.
Joe Rogan, his number one complaint is when people are on his show eating.
Really?
This guy started doing it as soon as he started the podcast. He's like, dude.
Live stream, like people, because they're on the live
John
stream
Jones,
or whatever.
John Jones, the UFC fighter, he was eating this protein bar as they started rolling. He's like, John, dude, you're going to get hounded, man.
Joe
people
said this.
Hate this. It's the most annoyed people get is from people eating.
So the one question I have about the 85% is, yeah, so did you say it was Coles brand? Is it cooking?
Nah, not Coles home brand, but okay, it's like some, I don't know what one is.
And he had a problem with me.
I'm
making
have one
a
more.
No,
one more.
No, you can't. No.
Why?
No, only
are they
I'm,
too sweet?
I'm thinking of the people with the voice. We'll eat the whole thing. Mr. 97's fucked up. We're taking them home.
No, don't be scared.
I'm actually going to put them down so by my feet so they don't fucking...
So they don't melt. Yeah, it's 44 degrees here, which is bloody hot in Melbourne. Yesterday, we had the idea of the squeegee keyring. Off the back of the coin, which I've purchased.
What I love was we just got in this sort of, Josh wanted to start a cult. He wanted to create this coin. And I was like, nah. And then it kind of just went back and forth. And somehow, naturally, we got to key rings that have little squeegees on them. Yeah. And that's a throwback to episode 14, which we're not even going to explain it. Because you don't actually deserve to own one unless you've listened to episode 14.
Do you think?
And you know what we're talking about.
Do you
about.
Think people know outside, like around the world, what a squeegee is?
A squeegee, a thing that you would use to get all of the water off your windscreen.
Mm-hmm.
If you, I guess it's like a universal tool that people at traffic lights use to clean your window.
Yeah.
On one side is like
what do you
a
mean
thing.
A universal tool.
Universally used.
Okay. Yeah.
Maybe it's the wrong...
No, that makes sense.
Universally used.
Yeah, for squeegee dudes. That's literally what they do.
Squidgy do. Yeah. It depends on which dude it is, because if it's Josh Danson,
yeah, so it
kind
is
of squidgy.
Yeah, and so what we've done is we've capped the cult at 20 people.
20 people.
For now.
Which means 20 people will own this.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be a part of the Squeegee cult, the Daily Talk Show.
The Daily Talk Show. And so what I said was we'll work out how to give out the 20, but we would give 5 key rings to the first 5 people who sent us emails.
Yeah. Are they all gone?
No. Yeah. So there's four emails, and 3 of them are qualifying and 1 disqualified / opt out.
Okay. Wayne P, he's got one.
Yeah.
Key rings. He's followed the protocol, the subject line. Perfect. Key ring, and then just saying he wants one and what his address is.
Wayne, this is going to be big. We're excited to have you as part of the cult.
It won't be a big squeegee. It'll be a small squeegee.
Yeah, small squeegee, big impact. Small squeegee, big impact.
Yeah.
It's not the size of the squeegee that counts.
Then we got Bobby. He's got a key ring. And he did key and then quotation marks ring. So
key ring, yeah.
I can imagine he winks as he sends it too.
Thanks, Bobby. You're getting one as well, mate.
And then we've also got Chelsea B.
Yeah,
she's
Chelsea B from Tennessee.
Yeah. Well, no, she's from Columbia, so not far.
Isn't that in Tennessee?
Oh yeah, TN.
Yeah.
They do. They look a bit different.
The states are a little bit harder.
Yeah. So she sent us her address. Hey, shout out! Fuck. How cool is that? We've got people in Columbia, Tennessee listening.
Yeah, that's great. I feel like when you say Columbia, every time you say it, it feels like you think it's Columbia, the country.
I'm the kind of guy that says Columbia. Like, ooh. It's a bit of a Columbia.
Is that how you say it? That sounds almost Jamaican. Columbia.
Yeah, man.
Anyway, so that's. But we also received an email from James, which he used the subject line key ring.
It's so good.
And so read the first email.
So this is the first one.
James from the UK.
I'm just trying to see. So that was at 5:42 p.m. And he says, "Hi, guys. I was listening to the podcast this morning and I was outraged by the fact you guys do not have a bottle opener on your key ring. The most important thing to have on you at all times. Overall, a good discussion on key rings and $70 coins. Anyway, I hope you're enlightened and love the show. James."
So we must have started talking about key rings in general.
Yes.
Before we said that we were going to do a squeegee key ring and that you could win one.
Yeah. I mean, I think our show you could listen to while just shooting off a quick email from your phone.
A quickie.
It's what he's done, because at 5:57...
So how many minutes later?
Was that not even like, 5:42, 5:57.
5 minutes.
15 minutes or something.
What? Did you say 5:52 and 5:50?
Yeah, 5:42 and 5:57.
15.
So, yeah. He wrote, "Hey, mate, this is a fucking coincidence. I sent previous email halfway through the episode before you guys offered up the limited run squeegee key rings. Please do not send me one. Already got a fully functioning bottle opener key ring. Thank you."
So does he say he wants it? If it was a bottle opener, would he want one, do you say, or no?
He's already got a fully functioning one.
Oh, okay.
So he's got no need for it.
James doesn't need it.
And he's got no
Well, how do we deal with that? People who... because I guess you have to have a squeegee key ring to be part of the cult. Like the first 20 people anyway.
If you're at it's like the Freemasons. Have you heard of them?
100%. I watch a Netflix doco series on them. Mm. They are. So I saw the whole, the poster.
Yeah.
And Freemasons I associated with Homer Simpson.
Oh, yeah.
I'm doing that thing with my hand like a beer moving up and down. What's that? What was his cult called that he was part of?
I can't remember.
Anyway, Freemasons look so daggy and boring. It's like old dudes. And it's all like it's sort of a mix between like theatre.
Mm.
And I don't know how to describe
it. They've got a bunch of property. They're balling.
Yeah, but they the interior is really daggy.
Freemasons.
Like, have a look. They wear this kilt style thing.
They have rings. Net worth. I'm just trying to see what the Freemasons are worth.
But I think it's a good example of you can have a lot of money but have no style.
My point was that you could be at a cafe and you could be looking over and someone's got a big ring on their hand,
yeah,
and they, you know, that they're a part of the Freemasons. Oh. So this is the same. If you look over, you're at a cafe, you see someone with a squeegee on their keys.
You know what's going on.
You know they're not here to fuck spiders.
You were talking.
Hang on, let me just do 10 chilling facts about the Freemasons.
I don't think they're chilling. So I don't. They had made this doco, but they were saying that the whole idea that they kill a goat as part of their
It's very gothic. It's very like vampire-esque.
One of the things that they do is they make you in your induction.
Yeah.
Like what's that called when you're sort of becoming part of some sort of fraternity or
Initiation.
Initiation.
Yeah.
They you have to bear a breast to prove that you're not a female.
Interesting. There's here we go. There are a ton of famous Freemasons, and they lived at different times through the millennia. Let me just tell you a few. Tom Hanks.
Really?
Yeah. Famous athletes as well. Shaquille O'Neal.
Shaq.
Scottie Pippen.
Pippen.
John Elway. No,
Elway.
No, Sugar Ray Robinson, yeah.
Robinson.
Jack Dempsey, yeah.
So Shaq, I couldn't imagine doing it at all. I feel like maybe it's a great rumor that the Freemasons have started to try and get association. But I did think, in all honesty,
yeah,
I thought it was a little bit dorky.
No, I know what you mean. I know what you mean. But you also think bikies also? Bikie, like...
Anything that's too, like, big... Like, the good thing about our cult is it's small. I think as soon as you get too many people, punter mentality starts setting in and you've just got too many punters in a room. If you have a room full of 200 people,
yeah,
there needs to be 50. There's probably 50 punters in there.
I think you were the right guy to make a documentary, like to be the person in it looking into these things, because it's like, this is stupid, isn't it, everyone?
But I'd probably like get killed.
Yeah, no, this is a great thing about it.
Josh infiltrates ISIS. This is the headline. Guys, beheaded day one.
Don't
so
you
annoying.
This is a bit childish, yeah, all of this?
This is like, don't you see how it's all a bit silly? And that you, yeah.
All right, so just quickly, we've got three spots. There's two more to go.
Yeah, so high.
We sort of cap it off for the moment, but 20 is the number.
Hi at thedailytalkshow.com. Send us an email, key ring in the subject line. Give us your address, and we've already been trying to work out how we're going to do the key rings. We've got different options.
Yeah, there's like the one thing about the clubs. Actually, this was Amy's old boss when she worked at an ad agency.
Interesting. Go on.
He said, "Oh, because I said I was going to New York," and he's like, "Oh, where did you stay?" This is when we did the Daily Talk Show trip. I said, "Oh, you know, Little Italy." Or north of Little Italy, NoHo. And he's like, yeah, you know, he can get very cheap accommodation.
Timeshare.
No, if you're a part of a man's club, men's club. Men's club is not a strip club. Men's
What's the club, difference?
So in Melbourne.
Well, that's what I think the Freemasons are all dudes.
Yeah.
It's a men's club.
Yeah, and so there's a men's club in the city here and, you know, they drink whiskey. There's a bar. You pay a membership. You play pool. It's all above board. Like, you should see one of the sites, one of the videos that was these dudes who have this thing called Viva Cool City, which was like mini docos well before their time. It was like,
well,
YouTube.
You were saying, I was asking you if one, because I remember a specific one where a guy was being pissed on.
Yes.
It's some sort of, what is it? What's that called?
It's a fetish.
A fetish.
Just, mate, what's a fetish is the
Everything.
Fact that you love hearing
what,
people
what are you
eat.
Going to say? Okay.
There's a fetish. Have you seen those? They're like people
don't
biting
Don't associate
into,
like my enjoyment of hearing someone eat to pissing on people.
Dude, how are they different other than the action?
Other than the action is the
it's
big...
It's still a fetish.
It's not a fetish. No, I'm definitely not
you
sort
love
of aroused.
It. Why do you like it? You
oh, no,
sicko?
It makes me feel comfortable. If you're comfortable eating
around
me...
All right, mate,
me,
I like getting pissed on.
Well, the thing
makes
was,
me feel comfy.
The warmth.
Yeah, it would be actually. Let me just finish that.
Wonder
Viva
what
Cool City.
Temperature piss is 32 degrees. Would it be body temp? How?
I don't know. I don't know, mate. Have you got a measuring cup and also a thermometer?
No.
Anyway,
can I on the thermometer thing very quickly? 32, how many degrees?
Yeah,
32 right. to 38 degrees is your piss.
Yeah.
Is that interesting?
Are you in the back fucking looking that up, Mr. 97?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, exactly. Jeez. He's always here for me when I need him.
Anyway, the Viva Cool City thing, I just want to finish that because you fucking throw me way off. I was getting somewhere with it. Oh, they did an episode where they snuck into this men's club because in the city it looks like it's down this alleyway. There's this huge, it almost looks like a prison, huge high fences. But over the high fences is this like jungle looking garden. And they managed to push this thing up against it was like a big bin up against the wall. And they scaled up this pipe and they got over. Video's gone offline. They would have 100% been told. But they jumped over and were like, it was like vlogging. They were like making this story about what this place was. And the accommodation thing, to close the loop, if you have a membership to a men's club in the States, in New York,
yeah,
you can get like $80 a night accommodation.
Really?
So we should look into it for our next trip.
Nah, I reckon a church could be, maybe we could look at a religion.
Well, even, you've got the things covered. You're a bloke, so you can get into
the bloke
you're
one
not
just
religious. You don't like religion.
I reckon I think I'd be more inclined.
Yeah.
To do like the whole God thing than I would being around a bunch of blokes. Like, I feel like I'd be more comfortable with that. Like, just the men's club thing and what that would, the type of dude that
just
would,
hanging out. Doesn't, you don't have to, what are you thinking?
I just get that I don't think that I would like that vibe. Mm. I don't know.
Well, you've never had the boys.
No.
You've never had the boys. Mate, all it is just hanging out with other dudes. But maybe you don't like hanging out with dudes much.
Yeah, I don't think I've...
Am I your blokiest mate?
Are you?
Who's your blokiest mate?
Jimmy.
Yeah, true. Yeah,
Jimmy's blokier than you are.
Yeah, I could imagine Jimmy at the boys' clubs.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
But
Conspiracy Jimmy would be talking a lot of conspiracies.
There'd be the best
so
place.
Many...
He would love it there.
Yeah, I could. There'd be a lot of whiskey, cigars.
Yeah.
Sport.
Yeah.
What else would be at a men's club?
Yeah, chess, talking politics, just a bunch of bullshit, talking stories.
The one trait with dudes that I don't necessarily like.
Don't offend yourself here, mate.
No,
because you are one of them.
No, but there is I feel like a lot of dudes have this complex that they need, like. There's way more know-it-all dudes there are know-it-all women, don't you think? Mm. Like know-it-all in that they...
A few know-it-alls.
Well, just people who fucking... That they, like I was having a conversation with someone over Christmas and I only... You know, I've they're sort of in sort of periphery family sort
of
thing.
It's your dad.
It's not my dad. But it's just like people within the family or sort of like the further out family. And I realize, I'm like, oh, I get into these conversations and it's just an opportunity for them to fucking be right all the time and try and like show me that they know all these things. Mm. Don't you, like, I feel like there's a quality in a lot of dudes and I don't like, I think I provoke it out of people for some reason. Mm. Maybe it's because I like ask questions and then I can get into these like long conversations. I don't know the answer. And I'm like, oh yeah, well, why
maybe
is that?
Maybe they've just got a formed point. It doesn't mean they're correct in what they're talking about. Because you're pushing back on the fact that they had a point and you didn't think that they knew what they were talking about.
It's just a willingness to like stand very, like I feel like men tend to stand very clear on points when they're not necessarily that sure.
I don't think it's that bad though.
And I just find that I much prefer...
you're pretty combative though in your but maybe that is you, like you've got a lot of formed points around a lot of things, so maybe it's just means it's combative for you.
No, I just don't feel like it's social settings I can be fucked having that, like I think that when I was younger when I was in my like early 20s that was I feel like I would do that thing, and now I think I've identified that it's like, oh, I had moments of feeling like I need to know all the answers, and now I see people who know all the answers is revealing that they actually don't fucking know that much, and they're a bit tweaked because of it.
When you go to places and you actually don't know these people and you're meeting them all for the same time. But I'd assume a lot of these men's clubs,
Well, you're going to have like buddies. Lawyers and all different like... Oh, do you reckon?
Yeah, I reckon there would be a lot of people that...
So how do you get in?
You'd go with a friend. I think you'd need to be invited through somebody. It's like a lot of those clubs, you can't just rock up.
Yeah. Do you think that there's some specific formed opinions that you'd have to be part of a men's club?
Yeah. I mean, that's probably where I would struggle.
Yeah.
I'm more new school than that old school.
Mm.
But some people like those bullshit conversations.
Yeah.
Just, I know what you mean though. I hate it when I'm talking to someone new and it's almost like you're just entertaining them by listening. You're just like, yeah, sure. Yeah. You're not, because it takes effort to sort of pipe back in and go, yeah, that point there, that's not actually that true. Yeah. Like you fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, so I don't know. But that's why I don't think everyone who goes just doesn't know each other and they're there to meet each other.
Well, because the thing is, you're talking. I guess a men's club, like, you talk.
Mm.
That's like the idea.
That's what it's
right?
good for. Like, men talking. Yeah. No problem with that.
I did notice that when I, because I don't drink, but in December, I did drink twice. So I guess I do drink. But it was.
It's a new year, mate. New well, year.
So
new you.
2018. Well, because Bree and I went to Italy and all that sort of thing.
You drank
sort of,
for the most.
Yeah.
You drank the most.
In Italy.
In 2018?
Yeah.
That you've ever drank?
Yeah, probably. But in saying that, it would have been probably a dozen glasses of wine in a year.
Yeah.
But what I did notice is it is a little bit easier when you've had some booze.
Social lubricant reduces anxiety.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just reduces inhibitions. Mm. I could sit at the pub and just fucking bash each other's ears with our vocab, with our voice, with a mate. Like if we went to the pub now and we just punched, a whole bunch of pints.
Punch your ears with me voice.
Yeah, I'd beat up your ears. Like what is that? Like chew your ear off.
Yeah,
it's pretty easy to do when you just get in a vibe. It's a weird thing.
I have seen the appeal, like
of drinking.
No, of going back to the religion thing and all that sort of stuff. The area that I find appealing is like my mate Nathan, who's Baha'i.
Which I'd never heard of until I met you.
Yeah. It's a... I don't fucking know how to describe it. Mm. But it's like, you know, whenever you hear of a friend who's got a faith that you haven't heard before, you start like Googling, working out. And it's like...
What good food do they do?
Exactly. Yeah. What's their spreads like? And it's pretty like everyone that I've ever met who's Baha'i have been like not only super lovely, but like super well-educated, intelligent, and just sort of super nice people. And I see the appeal with being part of a faith. Like I was trying to ask Nate, I'm like, yeah, but can you like be in that space but then not believe this, this and this? Mm. Like would you... I'm like, come on, you can be honest with me. Like this is what I'm saying, because I'm very close with Nathan. And I'm like, do you ever think like, I don't really believe this bit?
Mm.
But it's just part of the whole thing.
I think it's not human. Like I think it's human to question things.
Yeah.
Until you get the answer. And it may change. You might to think about God when you're young and then have a lot of things happen where it just shifts your belief, which is okay, I guess.
But the community, that's what I find appealing. Like well, the network.
Yeah, 100%.
Like being able to go, like if Nathan and I would go anywhere, he'd be like, New York. Yeah, I've got friends there. I've got like everywhere. Everywhere we went to 12 countries.
Mm.
Nearly every single place he had friends that he would
catch up with.
And
you got free accommodation? Did you stay
a couple? No, so a few times, like, so we'd catch up with people. And yeah, there was a few times where it's like, yeah, we'd stay with people.
Jewish community, tight.
Yeah.
So tight. Like the dinners, like, I mean, there are a few good things. Get together on Friday with your family and have dinner and talk and eat a meal.
Well, that's what we're talking about, because I've got this book that I'm reading next called A Philosophy of Walking by a guy named Frederick Gross.
Did you work out what year that was published?
No, I can have a look. But anyway, what we're saying is it's like there was a bit in there. I just turned to a random page and they were talking about walking and the fact that, you know, people go on pilgrimage. And if you think about all the good things in life or stuff that's now sort of hipster cool. Meditation is like prayer for religious people. Fasting, like Nisan, like fasts. Well, he's fucking shocking with fasting. Actually, I'll tell you a story of fasting, right? He's fucking... Nisan does, like, he once got kicked out of an all-you-can-eat pizza place.
What, right? For eating too much?
They said that they would stop serving lunch. That was the reason. But he said he ate 72 slices of pizza.
That's a lot of pizza, yeah. Nisan.
The way that he did it was switching between sweet and savory pizzas.
That's next level.
He said that he could eat more by doing it that way. Anyway,
it's believable.
Yeah, so he has a fairly interesting, he's got a bit of a food addiction.
Okay.
Absolutely got a food addiction.
Well, if someone who doesn't like food doesn't eat 72 pieces of pizza.
Exactly. I don't, yeah. So anyway, he was fasting and you can only eat when it's dark, I think, right? I think that's a rule.
Okay. It's Ramadan. It's similar.
Yeah, like, it's similar sort of vibe. Anyway, he's like, oh man, I'm feeling so sick. I don't think I'm going to be able to come in tomorrow. I'm like, oh, what have you been up to? You know, this is what he'd eaten. He ate. So he said, oh yeah, I had a whole, and he's got IBS.
Oh right? No.
Irritable bowel syndrome.
Gee.
He said, which is true. He like fucking lost the insides of his guts through, he got a bug in East Timor. And he was like severe food poisoning and he basically like shat and vomited out his like insides. They did like in Sydney, they did like a scan or whatever and like, oh yeah, you've lost all your lining.
It's actually now anyway, pizza.
Yeah. Anyway.
It's pizza based.
I love this one. So I said, what did you eat? He said, oh, I wanted some Asian food. So I had some fried rice and like some meat. I'm like, okay.
The little prawns.
Yeah. And then he said, oh, and then I had a chocolate cake.
I was
like, what do you mean a chocolate cake? He's like, you know, like the one from Coles has had chocolate cake. I'm like, man, that's why you're sick. He's like, no, I think the reason I'm sick is because then I ate a pineapple.
pineapple?
I'm like, pineapple? He's like, how much of the pineapple? He said, the whole pineapple.
Oh, it's Jesus.
Like, you know, like pineapple, like from a digestion point of view, it's like goes fucking through. Like people eat pineapple as a way to digest.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's like a real, like, it's quite acidic, I guess. I don't know how to describe it, but
maybe there's fiber in it if you're looking at it from
I don't know what's in
it. Pushing it through.
But it's sort of a known
bloody
thing.
Give me bloody burn. Like
what's that called?
Indigestion, reflux. Oh, I'd just be acid.
So he had a whole pineapple and he was wondering why he wasn't feeling good. This is a guy who's like...
Bad rice.
Yeah. Well, I was saying to, like, we caught up with someone who had IBS and they're like, we were filming them and they could only eat dry biscuits and drink tea, right? That's how bad their IBS was. And I look at Nace, I'm like, IBS is what you've got. Bro, like, you are outright, like, he'll just eat anything. So.
That's hard, man.
Anyway, he's a, him and I always have fun when we're traveling.
It's part of the Baha'i faith.
I don't want to eat shit all the time.
Well, in fairness, it's just a big cupcake.
A cake?
I had a cupcake, just the whole cake.
Yeah, exactly.
It was just like a king-size cupcake. It was a large cupcake.
Well, I was talking to you about rethinking bread.
Yeah, like this.
So I've changed. I was thinking about bread, and it actually came from Bree and I are sort of doing – it's meant to be Whole30, but it's not because it's like Whole30 is super strict.
It's like a lot of meat.
Well, yeah, it's like vegetables and shit. But the hard bit about Whole30 is you've got to watch like what things are cooked in and stuff, which is fucking hard when you're getting shit like from restaurants. However,
which is every meal for you.
It's essentially like paleo. Is that that's what we're doing? Yeah. I'd say.
I think it's one of the better ones.
Yeah. And so anyway, we got corn. There was cornbread in our, like, we got some beef ribs at this place called Third Wave in Melbourne. It's very good. They sometimes, if you subscribe to their newsletter or like a text message, you sometimes get like a 25% off thing. Fair anyway, enough. they've done that.
So they give you cornbread. In my understanding, it's very shitty bread. It's very like soft.
Yeah, it's very like dense. It's a super, like not dense in the sense of like lots of nuts and seeds, like what Harper would talk about. Yeah. It's like dense
rock
in
solid.
Like, yeah, it's rock solid. It's yellow. Tasty as fuck, but Bree's like, do you think this would be okay? I'm like, yeah, absolutely not.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, it sort of feels like cake. And it got me thinking. I was like, bread is a lot like cake.
Well,
bread's cake.
White bread, tip-top Wonder white bread.
Most bread.
If you eat that, you're eating cake. It's sugary. It's fucking, it's the same, probably the same response insulin.
Yeah.
You have an insulin response as you would to cake eating that shit.
Also, my point is that I'm now reframing bread to be cake.
I can't wait till you're at a cafe. You want some bread with it? You mean cake?
Yeah, absolutely no cake. Can I get the smashed avo not on cake?
Yeah.
You fucking sugar pusher.
Anytime anyone ever says bread around you, you have to say cake from now on.
Cake.
Oh, you mean cake?
Can you start thinking about that too?
Yeah. Actually think it's a good one because I think for me,
people
have
get
bread.
Angry about it though.
Like yeah, bread's not bad.
No one's dying from bread.
Yeah, yeah. But I think when I'm eating bread, I know that most of my diet's not on.
Yeah.
And so if I remove bread, I actually have, because the thing is, it's the lazy food.
Mm.
It's a lazy food. Oh, put this between bread.
Yeah.
And so if you can't use bread, you can't like.
Well, just think about the different phrases.
Build something out a bit more. Build out your omelette or build out scrambled eggs. Put some other shit into it. Beans, like things that aren't just dense carbs.
And because once you start doing that, you think about using cake instead of bread or saying cake instead of bread. It's like, oh, yeah, we got some nice roast beef from last night. Yeah. Why don't we just make I'll get some nice cake and we'll just have the roast bread in the roast beef in the cake.
I tell you what, French toast though. With brioche bread,
yeah.
That's fucking cake on steroids.
Bree and I did brioche for a long time.
Yeah.
Just like all, like that
no
was.
No wonder you're calling fucking bread cake.
Yeah, it was cake.
That was cake.
It was 100%. It was like yellowy. Anytime bread is yellow, it's.
All right, we're wrapping it up because I want to eat more of these chocolate things that Mr. 97's brother made.
It's the Daily Talk Show. There are two more spots to get a squeegee. And there might even be other things included in the first pack that we send to the first five people.
Yeah.
Because we're going to the effort of doing the squeegee, we might as well include some form of. I would love to do it like the Velocity Virgin Frequent Flyer program.
Oh, yeah. It gets you discounts at some places.
Yeah, not even discounts, but maybe just.
Building points?
I could imagine like a nice letter from the president of the program just saying, "What welcome. You know.
Mr. 97 will actually Skype call you to run you through an induction.
Yes.
That's so yes, good.
We're,
hi, Mr. 97. Thanks for requesting the squeegee, guys.
That's so good. We're definitely doing that. Full demo from Mr. 97. It's a Daily Talk Show, everyone. I hope you have a great weekend. We're off to eat some more of this chocolate and peanut butter.
All right. See you later, guys.
Catches.